AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to a Tunisian democracy group.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet.
This is a group of four organizations within Tunisia made up of labor, human rights activists, and lawyers, among others. Tunisia, you may remember, was the first and most successful Arab Spring movement. Its democracy is still shaky, though. Two extremist attacks there this year killed 60 people. President Obama goes to Roseburg, Oregon today to comfort the grieving families of those killed by a gunman who opened fire at a community college. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports that not everybody in Roseburg appreciates his visit.
After nine people were shot dead at Umpqua Community College, the president said the gun violence discussion had become routine.
We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson.
Add Roseburg, Newtown, the president's destination Aurora, today. It's not an entirely welcome visit, with many in the community pro-gun and wanting to avoid a political storm.
Those individuals have nothing to fear.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president simply wants to spend time with the families and will not hold any public events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson will be in South Carolina today, seeing for himself the damage caused by the historic rainstorm there. This morning, some residents near the coast are evacuating, running from the flooding that may yet come. Republican lawmakers meet this morning to plan their next move after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy stunned them by dropping his campaign to become House Speaker. Some supporters say he feared he may not have won. Others say he could have won, but not without more divisiveness among Republicans. This is AP Radio News. It's going to cost you a little bit more now to watch your favorite shows on Netflix. Our Shirley Smith has this.
Netflix is raising its price again. It's going up another dollar to help cover the rising costs of its original programming. The internet video service increased rates by a dollar just 17 months ago. With those two increases, the most popular plan will cost $10 a month. Wall Street seems to approve of the price increase. Netflix stock surged $6.83, or 6.8%, to $114.93 Thursday. I'm Shirley Smith.
A Delta Airlines flight headed from Seattle to Hong Kong turned back and landed safely yesterday afternoon after the plane hit a bird. They say one of the engines was affected, although Delta says the decision to turn back was made out of an abundance of caution. Delta immediately put technicians to work inspecting the plane. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.